2 years ago, COVID-19 came to Alabama. Yesterday was the anniversary of the first confirmed case in the state. Since then, almost 19,000 people in Alabama have died from the virus. We've gone through a shutdown, masking, and vaccines. As we enter our third year of this pandemic, we hear from Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Mark Wilson. He spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
How do you think about where we are with this disease right now?
We're in a really good place right now with Omicron surge come down nicely. We can start taking our masks off in a lot of situations. I know a lot of people have done that anyway, but that's the official recommendation. And of course, we have lots of hospital capacity now and lots of treatments available that are quite effective. So I think we just all nervously look to the future, not knowing what the future might hold, whether there'll be another variant and whether that will be responsive to treatments or vaccines, whether we'll have another surge. We just don't know.
Yeah, tell me more about that nervousness. How do you plan? How do you think about that? What do you do with that nervousness?
For one thing, we just know that we can't predict the future. We have thought on a few other occasions that perhaps we're mostly finished with this, and just that turned out not to be correct. You know, we maintain a position of continuing to encourage people to get vaccinated, even if they've had the disease before, get vaccinated to boost that immunity. People that have not been vaccinated at all to, you know, get started on that. The people that haven't gotten their booster yet, please do that. You know, let's try to be as prepared as possible for other variants coming along or a resurgent after, as our immunity starts to wear off. We do maintain a certain level of preparedness in case we need to step up testing again or other things like that.
What's your take on where the public health community, the healthcare sector, where does that sit after the last 2 years of what it's been through?
It's been exhausting. It's been very difficult emotionally for a lot of people. Unfortunately, the divisiveness over COVID-related issues, I think, has really taken a toll. Some of us are traumatized. Some of us are in recovery mode, you know, trying to get back to normal.
You know, so much has happened over the last 2 years, and people joke about time not really having any meaning. Everything blurs together. But what moments do stick out to you?
I can definitely relate to that. I've lost all sense of time, it seems. Pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, it's rather disorienting. You know, some things that stand out. One is, you know, the good part of it was we had an amazing degree of unanimity and cooperation and coming together as a community to address this as it was approaching. And as we started seeing our first cases, our political leaders all came together and supported our efforts. Our hospitals and healthcare system certainly stepped up and has continued to do that in just heroic ways. We were celebrating our healthcare workers as heroes, and we need to remember they still are heroes. We've had a great deal of goodwill in our community and people stepping up to help out however they could.
Anything surprised you about the last 2 years?
I was really surprised at the divisiveness that eventually did set in over certain issues, especially the masking. In my mind, wearing a mask was a small inconvenience for us to protect each other. I mean, I guess I should never be surprised that people are going to be divisive over certain things or certainly disagree over certain things. There's room for disagreement. But I was just really disappointed that we didn't have a little bit more of a spirit of let's just help each other out. Let's bear with one another through this, even when we do disagree. One thing that really surprised me was the lack of uptake on vaccinations. I mean, it was a miracle and a great scientific achievement that we got these vaccines that are extremely effective. And yet we had a large segment of our population that said no thanks. That really surprised me. And that was very disappointing. And unfortunately, that cost a lot of lives. A lot of people died that could have been saved if had we had better uptake of vaccines. And that was in spite of a huge amount of effort on our part to get information out and make vaccines available.
Dr. Mark Wilson is the health officer for Jefferson County. Dr. Wilson, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Andrew.